So you didn't go to Poland, huh? Sure did. You didn't go to Poland? You said you were going to go to Poland. Something, a congregational preaching seminar, something or other in Poland. But the floods and even that. Oh, the whole thing is canceled. Because afterwards they had programs there. How's the teaching going in the classroom? Bringing everybody up in the congregation of Mangalarti and everything. Yeah? How are you, Johnny? You're all going to have to speak louder for that. I'm here to meet that. I put my finger in it, wiggle it around, pull it out, then I can hear it. But after about 10 seconds, it goes. It's called Monnier. That's a French guy. Monnier's disease. Blood, there's some liquid in the air not coming out. You understand? Yeah. I got it after a cold, after I had a chest cold for about 2 months or something. Yeah. Maybe it was the flu. Yeah, that's what it was. Sure, body, don't put these on. We say it every day when we take the Sodom, but you know what we used to do? We used to say the prayer in English. If you say it in Bengali, and probably just mouth it, but you don't remember what it means. Dear Lord, this material body is a lump of ignorance, and the senses are a network of paths leading to death. And of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. But you, dear Lord, who are so kind, who sent us this nice Bhagavad Prasadam, help us conquer over the tongue. So now let us honor this prasadam to our full satisfaction, and in so doing, honor their lordships, Sisi Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Jai Mahaprasad ki.
Jai.
Krishna. Does anyone have any question? I don't know if I know everybody directly. Maybe we should have some introductions. Yeah, you think correct. So what's your name?
Yeah.
Huh?
Dea.
D?
D, E, it's like Dean, but it's
kind of
J in the middle.
Oh, D.
Dam.
Dam, okay. Dam. Dam. D-A-M. D E J M. Yeah. Okay, good. What do you do? Oh, I'm a student, yeah?
Agriculture.
Agriculture. That's nice. So you can go to some nice Iskon farm and teach them how to grow vegetables.
Yeah,
we bought some really
beautiful grass. Maybe
Eastern part of the region.
Okay, I don't think that's in there. Yeah. Okay. Did we meet before?
Well, I was in the college.
Oh, okay. So what year are you studying?
I finished.
And it's your last year?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a 4-year course?
No, 2 years.
2 year. So what do you get? You get a certificate of?
Yes, engineer.
Huh? Engineer of heart, big title. Yeah. Good. Okay. And what's your name, Prabhu?
I'm Gregor.
Oh, you're Gregor. Gregor. Now you're Gregor. Where's Gregor? Oh, he's Gregor. Okay. Good. Where did we meet? We met in summer camp, or?
Yeah.
Oh, one time you came with the group, yeah. Huh? Oh, that's right, I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. He wrote on calm, huh? So how are you doing? Huh? Oh, yes.
Trevor.
Huh?
Trevor is
going to say. Oh, okay, good. Good. That's your misfortune. That's okay. What do you do? You student also? Slovenian language. Oh, good. Uh-huh. You teach, is that?
I don't know.
Oh, because usually people who take languages, they either are translators or they teach. Oh, okay, that's nice. Oh, yeah, and you want to interview me or something? Yeah. That's a nice magazine. Not like that other magazine I read today. That's not a nice magazine. That's the magazine that should be famous all over Slovenia. Sure, Matska. Huh?
Mladina.
Mladina. Another hider back there. Hello. How are you? You didn't come and say anything at the airport. You just kind of. What were you talking to the policeman?
Yeah,
about car. You didn't ask about Krishna. Huh? Too bad. You're stupid. That's thank you for coming. Huh? Thank you. So we can read Chaitanya Charitamrita if you're all tongue-tied. Yeah? So we can actually. Tonight is the night before the day after. Um, tomorrow's going to be a big day. So, I have quite a few things to do. So I think we can go up to 8:30. And I want to spend as much time with you as I can. I'm just here to spend time with all of you. So we're going to have a picnic, I think, on Thursday. If some of you are from, out of town and you'd like that thing, think you have to go back. Okay. Yeah. But if anybody has to leave, then you want to talk to me or anything about anything at any time, then you can come and see me earlier. And if you need anything, you can learn if I can help you in any way. But I think our schedule is tomorrow. I'm going to Zagreb for a day and then I'll come back. And then maybe Thursday if I'm still here anyway. Well, if it's sunny. On Thursday, if it's sunny, then we'll go for a picnic. Would everybody like to go for a picnic?
Yeah.
How many people like picnics? We have to have potato salad, though. That's it. In America, we always have potato salad with picnics. Do salad anytime you have salad? No? Okay. I'm like a little kid, you know. I love the sorrow. Not the right disease for me. Okay, we'll go somewhere where we can go swimming. When I was in Germany, we went to these lakes. There's some nice lakes in Germany, so we were diving off the cliff about 50 feet high. Or maybe it was 20 feet, I can't remember. I think it was 20 feet. And then we would swim. We wouldn't touch the shores because there was a lot of naked people there, but we'd just swim around in the water. And it was nice. We had a good time. It was good, really good ocean, peace bottom. So maybe we'll go to the ocean. Or maybe there's some lakes. What should we do, lakes or oceans? Okay, how many people are for lake? Okay. Who's counting the lake count? Okay, wait. How many people are for ocean? Okay, 4 for ocean, 5 are for oceans. Well, Krishna says of bodies of water and lakes. No, he says and he says ocean. But I'm not supposed to take salt. What is it? Both are nice. I like both.
Yeah.
A lot of naked people in the ocean. There's probably naked people everywhere in this Kali Yuga. You know that story of Maharaj Shantanu from the Mahabharata? How he was one day hunting in the forest and he came across the Ganges River and Ganga Devi all of a sudden was there. And she's a Yami goddess. So, very beautiful. Very attractive. So he was being a big kshatriya. He was very pious. Great king, Maharaj Shantanu. But he was also passionate. Because check to his, you know, mansion. Check to the kings are predominantly in the mode of passion and goodness too. But anyway, he wanted to immediately marry her, but she was a demigoddess. They don't have anything to do with, you know, mortals like us. But anyway, he was a very handsome king, very well known. And so she agreed to marry him, but she said that any children born of ours, I'll stay with you for some time. It was one of those contract marriages like they have nowadays. When the contract's over, you don't have to renew it. They're making that. They have that in America. You get married for a certain period, 5 years, and after 5 years, if you don't renew the contract, but anyway, she said, for a certain period of time, and I'll stay with you, and any children born of our union are mine, and you can't question me what I do with them. You know the story? So, then I don't have to tell it correctly and make mistakes. So there, actually they had, I believe, 5 or 6 or 7 sons, one of the three. And they were actually, might have been 8, the Maruts. There's 5, 6, 7, or 8 Maruts. And they had been cursed. And they could get free from the curse by being born as a human being and then being killed immediately. So that's what happened. They were all, Ganga Devi gave them a chance. Somehow or other she's connected with the whole curse and everything. But she gave them a chance to be born, and then she took each one as they were born and drowned them in the river. So Mara Santanu was like, you know, wow, going on here. I've got a son, a beautiful son, and, you know, a beautiful wife. We've enjoyed nicely, and here's our wonderful son that I can be proud of, and she's killing him. But I better not say anything, or she'll go away. He was very attached. So it went like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She kept killing them all. So she had made conditions that if he ever objected to anything that she did regarding those sons, that she would immediately leave him. And she also said that another condition was that she never wanted to see him naked. Of course, except in the bedroom. Actually, in Vedic times, the ladies were in the inner chamber of the house, and the men were in the other chamber. They had a big house, especially, and they had big houses because they had big families. They had uncles and cousins and grandfathers, etc., grandmothers, and anyway, big family, undivided family. So the men were, you know, they didn't sleep together. They didn't stay together in the same room. They slept separately because they were interested in spiritual life. That's the only way. If you're serious about spiritual life, you have to control sex desire. You know, it's either sex desire, sex pleasure, or Krishna pleasure. You have to choose. Sex pleasure means old age, disease, and death as a byproduct. And Krishna pleasure means satchitananda, and the life that gives knowledge. So, we can, if we have our goal, then we can make gradual progress towards that goal, but we should understand licit or illicit sex life that binds the mind into the body, makes us conscious, body conscious. So they would, you know, they had a mission. It was understood, high class people understood, and the mass of people followed them. Yad yad achari, achari vi shreshtas. Whatever the common man, whatever the leaders do, the shreshta, the common man would follow. So the leaders, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, they were the main leaders. And they would have parda, they call it parda, or separation of the sexes. They fulfilled their material desires, but in a proper way. In an organized way. They would have children, they would consult with the spiritual master, they would consult with the brahmanas. They would do a fire yajna and perform sanskaras, and then they would cohabit. And it was a devotional service. It was a beautiful act to create a God-conscious child. And they would look at it, not just the sex act, but there were so many sanskaras. So they had a whole picture. We are going to raise a demigod. And they knew how to control their senses. They knew how to protect and produce good quality children by good quality semen, good quality ovum. They went for quality over quantity. And so they would make proper arrangements and then intelligence. So anyway, she said that she didn't want to see him naked. So anyway, on the last occasion, I guess it was the seventh, let's say seventh, that was five, six, seven, eight. On the seventh child, he couldn't take it any longer. All his sons, you know, how long is this going to last? So she immediately after the child was born, she jumped up out of her bed and took the child and ran. So he jumped up out of bed and ran after it, naked. What are you doing? Where are my sons? So then she explained a story to him. But she said, you know, in the heavenly planets, this streaking business is not allowed. You know the streaking? Never heard that. Okay. In colleges in America, it was popular years ago, but it happens even now. Girls, and sometimes boys and girls, they run out into a football field naked, or they run across the university campus naked, or they're just to show their nakedness, you know, how cool we are, see? Huh? Do they do it in colleges here? No, I don't think so. Never happened in the history of the college? Not that you know. What about you in the faith? Okay. More high class. In America it happens. In England it happens. I remember reading about it once at some football match in England. And some woman ran out into the middle of the field naked or something and grabbed a football and ran off. I don't know. So the newspaper quoted one priest, archbishop or somebody who was in the stands watching the football games. Some stupid comment. Yeah, how beautiful she is. God's beauty is just so funny. But, yeah, we've sunken very low. Kali Yuga. But Prabhupada is so kind to come to give us a standard of life as human beings. We can become human beings. Isn't that wonderful? That means we're not human beings just yet. Dvipad Pashu. We're two-legged animals. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That doesn't make us human beings. Prabhupada mentions that when one accepts the system of Varnashram, then he comes to the standard of human life. So he's also said that it may not be immediately possible to reinstitute the Varnashram system as it was formerly. We have to be practical, but at least the principles we can understand. And the principles are that high-class people conduct their lives in a spiritual way guided by sadhu, guru, and shastra. They fulfill their material desires in a spiritual way, and their main focus is to remember God, both now and at the time of death. And in that way, they're able to mitigate all material suffering. Yeah, we have to go through so much suffering in this world. And it can come totally as a shock, just like our Princess Diana, you know. Everybody's talking about Diana. Yeah, she was a nice lady, and she had many good qualities. But she was in darkness. She didn't know the standard of human life. And now people are suffering and crying and bemoaning her death, mourning death, but actually they're mourning the fact that our world has become so dry and so devoid of caring and affection and love and personal dealings, and so everybody is simply interested in exploiting one another for sense gratification. But people are feeling totally desolate, totally devastated. And they know also that even the top person, their biggest idol, Krishna can snatch that person away just like that. Nothing can protect them. Rakhe Krishna, Marike, Marike Krishna, Rakhe Krishna. Krishna wants to kill, no one can protect him. Not even the best Mercedes car. Wants to protect, no one can kill. So we have to depend on Krishna if we want to have security in our lives. Prabhupada used to say over and over again, only the holy name can give us protection. Only the holy name can cure us. Our real disease is the skin disease. NHA Aushabhimaya Nashibara Lahi Harinam Mahamantra Lao Timari. NHA Aushabhi means medicine. This is the medicine for our disease, for our skin disease. They asked Prabhupada in New Vrindavan, the reporters, you know. The reporters are always somehow a little arrogant. I don't know. There were some humble reporters. They were like Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Reporter Sahasreshu. Humble reporter. Very hard to find. So see, you know, like, what do you expect to get by all of this chanting? That's sarcastic. Prabhupada nicely said, more chanting. Do Very intelligent question. Yeah, we didn't decide, yeah? We're going to the lake or to the ocean? Well, okay. Let's see what the scientist said. Okay. Who wants, I need one person to volunteer from Lakeside. Who was it that wanted to go to the lake? Put up your hand. Okay, thank you. You're from the lake. Okay. And who wanted to go to the ocean? Leroy. Okay. Leroy. So, pick a number between 1 and 10. Don't say it now. Any number between 1 and 10. Zenka, pick a number between 1 and 10. Okay? So, what was your number for the way?
10.
Okay. And Zenka, what was your number? Huh? 9. My number was 3, so where do you want to go?
To the sea.
Huh? 7. Okay, I guess we'll go to the ocean. Sorry for all the ladies, but we'll go to the ocean. And it's about a 2 hours drive from here. 3? Huh? Huh? An hour and a half. Okay, so 2 hours. Someone told me an hour and a half, so we'll say 2 hours. You know, like Gregory's car will break down at least once or twice. What are we going to call you guys? Gregor 1 and Gregor 2? How do we do this? Gregor and Gregor. Okay, I'll give this to Gregor. So, anyway, yeah.
Greg?
Greg?
Yes.
As it is?
You call me.
Oh, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, Greg. So who has cars? How will we all go? You'll work out those details. And we should have a place where we can have kirtan and Bhagavatam class. We'll go right after Tulsi Puja. And anybody who wants to go has to come to Mangalarti. Okay, is that fair? Yeah? Because we have to be in a really spiritual mood. Otherwise, we'll fall into Maya. Right? Yeah.
If you want to go to
Mangalarti, you will receive the best. Yes, that's right. You're learning. You went to bed late every night in Wiesbaden. Okay. So we'll leave right after Tulsi Puja and we can chant our rounds in the car, except for the driver. And maybe the freight driver's half the way. We have enough drivers. Oh, really?
Yes.
1 week ago. Oh. I see. Did you know about that? The phone? It's not like in Croatia, you know, it's beautiful oceans. Huh? Lakes are beautiful. Well, should we change our mind then and go to the lake? Because I don't like swimming in dirty oceans. I mean, if the ocean is dirty, then. Yeah? Okay, we'll go to the lake. Where's the most beautiful lake? Should we bring our ice skates? We can dig a hole and go swimming. What to do? Okay, so you picked appropriate lake. How far? Hey, we'll go. Is it an hour's drive or an hour and a half or how far? How far? Okay. Well, the idea was we were thinking of, huh? Huh? Just throwing a wrench in the works here. What's that? Huh? Okay, anyway, you guys work it out with the family. Basically, either we can go there and have Bhagavatam class, which would be nice, or we can stay here and have Bhagavatam class, whatever you like. And then we'll take prasadam over there. And then we should have some, after all the philosophy and the japa and austerity, and we should have some fun. And, I don't know. Well, we'll go swimming. And we'll have mud fights. No, we'll go swimming. And we should have some. I don't know if you guys know this. Well, maybe I can find out on Calm or something. Maybe somebody else can find out. There's usually all kinds of nice games. Play like hockey, baseball, we used to do things like that. They're pretty good, but we had some good scholars. It's like you take the Krishna book and then you have two teams. It's like a quiz game, you know. And you have a moderator, and, you know, you have to take four or five. And, okay, well, we can have classes, we can have lots of discussions, and maybe we can, if we get, if there's enough people, we can maybe have a football match, you know. Yeah? You want to get beaten badly? I heard they're pretty good. And you can't, you know, it's not very culture to, you know, you can't bump into a woman or something, so they'll just run right through you and look back off. Now, anyway. Well, I don't know how we get that on. Maybe we'll have a volleyball game. Okay, anyway, we'll put some things, we'll discuss it, it'll be a surprise or something. If we get more people to come, that's nice, but it's on a, we have to see when. Maybe we go Thursday, maybe. Is everybody off on Thursday? No? And if we get more people to come. The weather's okay, if it's not, then we'll go on Friday. Whatever. So we'll try and go on Thursday. And if we get more people that want to come. Anyway, we'll spend a few hours there. Maybe come back in the afternoon. Huh? Yeah, so come back after lunch, something like that. Take a little siesta so we don't, you know, throw it all up after coming back in the car ride. That happens, you know. You take lunch and then you get in the car and okay, and then let's see. Saturday night we're going to have. Where's Susanna? Well, oh. Me too. Okay, that's true. So we'll have a pizza party over at Bobo's place on Saturday night. Sometime. And then of course Sunday or program here, and then Tuesday is Radhastami, I think. Huh? Tuesday? 10? Yeah, nobody knows, huh? Huh? At the Wednesday was the movie, but Wednesday's like 16 or 17 days. It is 15 days after the month. Yeah, that's on the cusp. Okay, so on Radhastami, we're going to have the official opening of the Students' Hare Krishna Temple in Ljubljana. Matvei has organized a nice Hare Krishna Students' Evening Village. More detail over there. And are we allowed to have kirtan? Is that your focus? Those are two neighbors. Oh, because otherwise lots of students come who are like from other stations or something. Oh, well, we should, you know, if there's ever any problem, we should say, well, at least we're still in. And then, you know, on Wednesday I'm going to go to Croatia. We have to go to Chaco Beach, Zagreb. Then I may stay for a couple of weeks in, here?
Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Kirk. Sometime I'll stay in Kirk. And then I may go to the Hungarian farm for a month. And so anybody can come to this one. I think it's only 2 hours, 3 hours from the animal park. Huh? 5 hours. What's minimum? Well, maybe you can come up and see me sometime. That would be really interesting. Huh? 2 hours from Chaco, Yeah, well, Oliver is out there, but Chaco is close. So it's got a lot of dialysis. And any time in between, as I said, I'm basically interested in you. If you have any problems, or you just want to talk about philosophy, or some new ideas that you can have, like Sri Krishna, anything. Do you have any questions? Yeah.
I didn't understand. What's the point that you started talking to?
What is the point of the story?
Yes.
That nakedness is not a thing that is respected in the higher planetary system. And, today is Yeah. Yeah, we're... The people always ask, how come there are no old people in the movement? Well, actually, there are older people, but... the Krishna Consciousness Movement attracts a lot of young people because this is a revolutionary movement. Everything we're getting, what do the communists call it? Re-education, or you know, they have their kind of semi-prison camp or collective farm or something where they take people who are rebellious against the communist system. What do the communists call it? Where someone gets out of line and they're a rebel, so they get sent to a kind of, not a prison camp exactly, but they go through re-education or re... Yeah. I know. Russia and China. So, people have to, They're in a whole world, and it's been going on for so long, generation after generation after generation, so that it's endemic. It's a part of their makeup. They can't conceive of anything else. Spiritual life is just a very superficial part of their lives. It should be the other way around. Material life should be a very small part of our lives. Spiritual life should be our only goal. Of course, they're suffering for it, and who's going to teach them anything different? It's been going on that way for so long, they can't possibly. It took Prabhupada to come and literally force us to open our eyes. We were standing in the darkness of ignorance, we were floundering, we were bewildered, and Prabhupada came and spent time with us, and tolerated our offenses, and he just charmed us with his character, and he gave us real knowledge. He served us. 26 Second Avenue, how he served the devotees of his Adam. And then he would insist, take more halva. No, take more. So you go to any limit to give us Krishna consciousness, help us to open our eyes. And now that we have got a little, even a little knowledge that we have got is so nice that we have to share it with others. By preaching, but also by our character, by our kindness, by our patience, by our love. If we are loving Krishna, then we should also be able to love others, because they're part of Krishna. It should show. Is that true? Krishna says, Yine Bhakta Jana Partha. Someone says he is my devotee. He's not my devotee. But someone says he is a devotee of my devotee. Then he is my devotee. So practically everyone in this world is a devotee of Krishna. Some just don't know. Forgotten. We have to help them, mind them. And some people, just like in the battlefield, the doctor tries to see who can, you know, obviously somebody's both legs are cut off and one of his arms and, you know, half of the side of his head. Is, you know, he may not be able to save him immediately. They'll go to someone who's got a pull of his arm. We have to see who we can save first. So we may not try to save the guy who wrote that nasty article in that magazine right away. Maybe we'll take him to the side. Now that we have gotten something. You can increase your stock, actually. Preaching is the essence. It really is. If you want to increase your knowledge and your realization, if you understand the philosophy, but you're feeling it's not penetrating. I want deeper realization. The best way to do that is to take part in Lord Chaitanya's preaching. And the best way to do that is Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesha. Everybody that you meet, try to give them a little something according to how much they can absorb, even if it's just to make friends with them. And, you know, like sometimes people ask me, how can I preach to my husband, who's not a devotee, or how can I preach to my wife and my kids? So, one method that sometimes works is not to directly preach to them, but just to leave some books lying around the house. You know? So that at some point, if there's even an ounce of piety in them, they'll pick it up and look at it. You know, like the story of the gang of thieves who robbed the bank. And then, while they were robbing the bank, there was one of them had been appointed to drive the car, the getaway car, we call it. You know? All the thieves come running out of the bank, shooting their guns off, bang. They jump in the car, and get you. So the driver of the getaway car, he was just sitting near the bank, on the steps of the bank, waiting for them. He was watching this way and that way, of course. There happened to be, you never figure this enough, wrong. Anyway, there was a Brahmin reading from Bhagavad Gita. And so while he was waiting, he heard the Bhagavad Gita, a few verses. And then everybody came out of the bank, shooting, killing, this, that, and jumped in the car, and all the other way. So then he died, and the driver at one point, and he came to the court of Yamaraj, and so they looked up his records and said, well, should I give you the good news first or the bad news? He said, well, I'll take the good news. So he said, okay, you heard three verses of Bhagavad Gita, so you get to go to heaven for, you know, 10 minutes. So, but then you have to spend the rest of your existence in hell. So anyway, he went to heaven, and but then there were a whole lot of Brahmins up there. You know, again, he heard some more Bhagavad Gita. So, in that way, you know, people just get it. You just give them a little bit. It compounds. There's no loss or diminution, but it actually develops. In India, it's easy to do this, but when we would go out preaching, I would always, you know, just whoever I'd meet in an elevator or anywhere on the street, I would just look them straight in the face and say, Hare Krishna! You know, someone would look at me or something, or they'd turn away, or they'd look surprised. I'd say, come on, chant. Now, Indians are like that, but they'll, you know, if you push them a little bit, at least 40% or 50% of them will say Hare Krishna. They know they should. And, but my motive or my thought was that if they just hear the holy name, they'll benefit. And if they say Hare Krishna, they may never come to our temple. And they may never do anything more in their whole life. But just that saying Hare Krishna once will change the whole course, the whole direction of their lives. So we have to take that chance. Just like wearing devotional cloth wherever we go. People just see a devotee and say, ah, oh, there's one of those dear, look at that, it's a Hare Krishna. You know, all the time you see that, you know, people laugh and make fun. Some people, you don't even know. Maybe someone is saying, oh, there's a Hare Krishna, maybe you should ask them about our problems. They may be saying that, we don't know. So I can tell you lots of stories about the flaws of Hare Krishna's life. One boy, and I met him in Wiesbaden. He, not a boy, he never met devotees, but somehow or other, somewhere, he doesn't remember how, but he heard the Hare Krishna mantra, and he thought it was so neat, it was a good song, so he just started chanting it. And for 28 years, he's been chanting Hare Krishna. He'd never been to a temple, never met the devotees. 5 months ago, he met the devotees in Germany. And then that was on his way to the initiation. And, make a real adventure. For 28 years, he's been chanting the holy name. There's lots of stories like that. We're not directly in contact with that chant Hare Krishna. So if you just give people a chance by your dress or by your talking to them, or as I was telling the produce in Germany. We had a seminar, hundred or seminar, but I was telling him that in the olden days, at least in the early days, let's say, not the olden days, in the early days, San Francisco, we had a policy, and I think other temples had it too, but we, at the entrance of the temple, there was a rack, and it was always, you know, 50 or 75 magazines in the rack, and nobody was supposed to leave the temple without taking the magazines with them. If you're going to the store to buy some milk, you put some magazines. If you're going downtown to a doctor's appointment, you know, hey, slip a magazine on the doctor's a magazine table. Somehow or other, give someone a magazine, let them know about Krishna any way possible. Even a little swelpum up your siddhas. You know how much swelpum is? Alpha means little. And su-alpha means very little. Someone gets even a little bit of Krishna consciousness. So much so that Prabhupada said, when people see a word, you know, like Narmada Inn, Ramada Inn. You heard of Ramada Inn? I haven't heard of Ramada. I saw them in there. In Germany, yeah. So the, what is it? Ramada Inn. The first four letters are Rama. People get Christ credit by saying that. They're saying Rama. Yeah. Anyway, even if it's in the middle of the word, so Krishna is so anxious that we should go back to him that he makes it, you know, easy. Our problem is we're so foolish. Oh, is it popcorn?
No.
Okay. Is there anything you can?
No, I have a question.
Oh, this is nice enough. What do we get this? Somebody get this from a farm or something? Yeah? Is it pasteurized or is it not? Huh? Oh, you took away the green.
Yeah.
For your house or what?
No, just to know the flow.
Oh, okay. For me.
Yeah.
But everybody else gets green.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Get care of it.
Okay, give me care. Your intelligence, but for the most part, I see devotees. They're in the temple, they're wearing the devotional cloth. And the temple commander says, could you go to the store and get some milk? And then they change into their civilian dress to go to the store to buy some milk. You're going to a place to pay them money to give you milk. Go in your building and put your tea up in it.
I have to go to the shop. I asked him, his mother, should I put my tila cloth in the
kitchen? Where was it? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only one for me.
Also, my friend
Aren't they doing what? Some devotees do it. And when I was in Avalapur, you were there. They read the Sankirtan results, and one of the top devotees goes out every day and devotees quote that.
They told that it's even about some new bhakti.
Yeah? It's possible. Ultimately, when you sell a book, people buy the person. They buy the gleam in his eye. They buy the enthusiasm radiating from his face. They buy the joy. They never met such a person. They'll buy anything from him if that's good. But you're offering a nice book. And they may even read the book because they remember the person. How many of you first met devotees by getting a book? By touching a book?
Yeah, because I don't remember exactly. At one time I started remembering something, and then I started doubting how I actually met devotees. And like, I think I read from some kind of festival, like in the
Anybody else? No? What happened? On the boat? Running. The devotee showed you the book. Were you impressed by him?
Yes, I was
He didn't give you a book? Oh, sweet. Should have given you a book. Oh, I see. 8 years old.
Wow.
And you wanted a book at 8 years old. Yeah. What about you, Johnny? Pub. And a devotee came in the pub? They're merciful. Prabhupada said actually once that if you see Brahmananda go into the pub, then you should offer your obeisances. Or if you see him coming out of the pub or something like that, because you should know he's always preaching.
Anyway.
She wanted a tune for boys.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And we were talking and I could okay. So after that I didn't met one year in college. I didn't get any more.
Oh, you read the book, huh?
Yeah.
Right there at the pub or?
No, I started in the pub and I used it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I
is it better in the pub or better at home? Okay. I was just saying maybe we should keep a set of books in every pub or something. Anybody? Anybody got a book? Yeah? I came to your home, door to door, huh? Wow, that was dangerous, huh? She'll never do that again, right? Brother, who speaks Slovenian, bought a book in Croatian. Yeah. See, I told you, they buy the person, not the book. The books? Wow. You never met the Devotees, though.
No.
Except for that one Devotee. No. So then you read, how long did it take you to read the book?
Right after I started to. Go
through it? Yeah. How long did it take you to finish it? Wow, that's a heavy book to start with. So then what happened? You decided to go to the temple? Oh. Why did you become a vegetarian? Slaughterhouse that quickly got off and came in the newspaper. Oh, that same article. No, they're very quiet, those people that don't say much. Yeah. Yeah. But it may have gone inside, many people may have read it, and it may have affected them. TV program. There was a program of 2 hours for them. I think I still have the video somewhere. It was narrated by some famous movie actress, Julie somebody or other. This is old. They showed that, you know, all the different tests for toothpaste and this and that and everything else, all the torturous things that they do to animals, testing. It's 2 hours over there now. An hour. But ultimately, the best way to teach people good qualities is goal is to love Krishna, then automatically would be kind of towards animals, you'll be what they call it, environmental conscious. All these other consciousnesses are subcategories of the main consciousnesses. Yasmin, Vigyatam, Sarvam, Devam. By just concentrating and loving Krishna, everything else is done. Yasmin pushte jagat pushtam. Satisfying Krishna, the whole universe becomes satisfied. Okay, any other questions? No? That's a question. Okay, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Or I have some prasadam for you all. This is Radha Gokulananda Mahaprasadam. And this was made by the famous devotee Kalangana Devidasi from Poland.